98.1 KZE. It is MK with you a little after 4 o'clock on your Tuesday afternoon, and I'm delighted to welcome to the studio Alex Harvey. You are one of the organizers of the Down County Jump Festival. Thanks for coming in.
MK, hello. How's it going?
It's great. It's good to meet you. Good to have you here.
Yeah.
We were just chatting a little bit. You hail from Great Barrington.
It's all true.
A town
true story.
We are very fond of.
Indeed.
What's going on over there right now? What's good in Great Barrington in the
summer?
Well,
we're just working into the tourist season now, so the quality of the driving on the roads is just starting to tank, and then it will stay very low all the way until about September when everyone clears out and the driving gets better.
What about the leaf peepers, though? You don't get hammered with leaf peepers?
Well, for some reason, their driving skills are better than the summer.
Interesting. Should do a study on this sometime. You were telling me this is the fourth year of the Down County Jump Festival, but it's first year in Kingston. So tell me a little bit about the fest.
That's right. Well, you know, I have a long-term relationship with a theater in Red Hook, Brooklyn, called the Jalopy Theater. And Jalopy is it's a record label, a school of music, and also a venue. And they've been putting on the Brooklyn Folk Festival at St. Anne's Church. They're in Columbia Heights, Brooklyn, Brooklyn Heights. And that is a big event, about 10 to 15,000 people, depending on sort of which year we're talking about.
All at once?
All at once in a church over the course of 4 days, I should say.
Wow, okay.
I should say. So I've long been a musician and curator connected to Jalopy, and we... And when I started programming for a space there in the South Berkshire County, a really cool, weird, rustic old lodge called the Racebrook Lodge. Some of your listeners will have heard of it.
The name rings a bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did about, in my tenure there, we did about 4 to 8 shows a month, sometimes upward of 10. Depending.
Wow.
And a couple festivals a year. And one of the festivals that we initiated there was the Down County Jump. How that ended up happening was Old Tone, which is one of our beloved roots music.
We love
festivals.
Those guys.
Yep. So those guys were coming to a hiatus. And the year that Old Tone didn't happen, the one year it didn't happen, two of the programmers who live in Great Barrington and Old Tone, we got together. We'd known each other from all these different circles of musicianship. We decided to start a sort of this Brooklyn Folk Festival North, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And we started in the fall, 3 years ago now. It was really fun. And it had some sort of Old Tony vibes. It had some Jalopy vibes. There was a lot of crossover in all these different communities. We can talk about stylistically what that means in a second. But anyway, the history is we went forward when Old Tone came back and Jim and his amazing crew came back. Then Matt Downing and I, who had been a previous programmer at Old Tone, he and I decided to go forward with the jump and just we placed it at the beginning of the summer so that it was complementary to Old Tone and the Hoot, which again are all just different kinds of sort of sister and brother festivals.
All the same. I was going to say same family.
Yes, exactly. So just right. Same family. So we just wanted to spread out that particular kind of activation over the summer, starting in June. So then we did two more years with the Down County Jump in June. Then Racebrook Lodge, which was always sort of in its kind of final years, even when I got there, they officially closed their doors. And TK, Tom Kruger, my old friend from movies. I actually was and still am in many ways a filmmaker as well as a musician and a producer and blah, 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 blah. But Tom and I knew each other from way back then. And we'd always been two filmmakers who secretly only just wanted to play old time music and swing. So anyway, we would play a bunch over the years at Ashokan, and I heard early on about Tempo and the idea and putting together a real nonprofit community-based. But of course, I also knew that Tom's taste profile was almost a spitting image of mine and Matt's, yeah. And we were all pals in many ways through different ventricles. So we were pretty stoked about moving the event over to Kingston. Obviously, there are some caveats to that. We had been developing an audience in Berkshire and Columbia County and a little bit of Litchfield, and this is sort of a different set of counties. Mm-hmm. But obviously, it went without saying, Tempo kind of shot out of the park this year when they opened up just a couple months ago with a slew of amazing shows. All of them sold out. And I'd already been playing there. In fact, the first show I did at Tempo was before the curtains came, actually before the place was open.
Oh, wow.
In October, I did my supernatural ballad show.
Cool.
In the church, raw.
Yeah,
a lot of standing waves in every direction, very boomy and echoey.
Yeah.
It works if you're just a single singer, but not for pretty much anything else. Anyway, so then Tom...
they got it together now.
Tom, boy, did he get it together. He got the Meryl Streep of drapery to drape those the walls, and it's the best sounding church this side of the Mississippi, I'd say.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, it's cool that it's coming back to a church, you know, kind of the roots of it being at a church in Brooklyn and now a church
totally.
In Kingston.
Totally. No, we've that has not been lost on us, and I'm really glad you bring that up. Yeah, that's definitely part of what we're so excited about coming to Tempo. Anyway, so I myself do a maritime social sing there the third or the fourth Thursday of every month.
Oh, I love that.
I sing maritime music all over the whole Eastern Seaboard, basically.
Amazing.
But the connection with Tempo is just growing and growing, and we said, you know, you've got an audience already for this music, and you've already got an audience for sort of what we're doing. So we decided to all get together and throw the party. So
all right.
That's what's going on with that.
Yeah. And that is coming up next Saturday. So it's almost here.
It's almost here.
Let's talk about the lineup. Let's talk about the vibes. So we've got Tim Erickson and Peter Irvin. Is it Irvin or Irvine?
Irvine. Yeah.
Headlining. Tell me a little bit about those guys.
Well, Tim will be known to some of your listeners for sure. He's probably the most important figure in the shape note community, which is a kind of singing that comes from a very particular book of Psalms called the Sacred Harp. And the people who sing shape notes sing it in these big groups together, and it's this kind of whole ritualistic way and this particular book of songs. But it sounds very, when you hear it, it sounds very creaky, but now it's articulated in all sorts of subversive, super BIPOC, super queer groups all over New England. It's a
awesome.
Very interesting, weird kind of connection between very, very old religious music and very new progressive energies. And Tim is right at the center of that. He did the music for the Cold Mountain soundtrack and got a lot of notoriety for that, and I think people recognize his extremely distinct voice from that. However, that's not where he started. He actually started with a band called Cordelia's Dad, and Peter was the percussionist in that band.
Gotcha.
Now they traveled around and opened for Nirvana. You know, the joke, what was the joke? He said, the only musician to share the stage with Kurt Cobain on one hand, and I don't remember who the other one was, maybe Boz Scaggs on the other or something like that. That's not right. But
Something equally diverse.
Something equally diverse and traditional. So anyway, yes, he's great. Tim is amazing. He's one of the great ballad keepers, born in America. You know, a lot of the ballad keepers are in the British Isles and in northern France, but Tim is really one of the great unaccompanied traditional singers in this country. I think actually, if I recall, T-Bone Burnett has said the best singer of traditional music in the U.S.
That's
so
amazing.
He's got an incredibly special voice. But it's cool that he's coming back with Peter, and they're kind of getting back into their punk roots. Peter's playing this big trap set, and they're playing all these old, like, you know, traditional murder ballads, like the Trois Corbies or the Two Sisters, but it's got this kind of intense backbeat that still holds the grunge of the 90s behind it.
Awesome.
So it's cool. It's an interesting, you know, a lot of the music that we're interested in, certainly for The Jump, and a lot of what TK is interested in, Tom, it can't really fit, right? Yeah. It's always a little bit in between, and I like to say it's in a process of finding itself. It's like you're catching the music in a process of discovering itself. So,
So the folks who come to the show, you know, I mean, obviously there are artists on this lineup who are going to be very well known to people who are already in this community.
Right.
What do you think the experience will be like for folks kind of walking in who are new to this kind of music, new to this kind of community?
Well, it'll be great because this music, you know, a lot of festivals, and this is not a disparaging at all to any of those festivals, but a lot of festivals put a big emphasis on songwriting, on singer-songwriters, because a lot of the industry is based on songwriting. While there's some amazing songwriters here at this festival, the emphasis of a place like Jalopy or a place like Barbez, who some people in your listenership will know in Brooklyn, is something sort of looking at music from a different lens, which, and the word I use a lot is vernacular, which is music that comes from a place, heritage music. And I think one of the things that people feel when they come to this festival and have never encountered these circles before, or when they end up, let's just say, in Barbez on a Tuesday night and they see Slavic Soul Party play Serbian brass music for the first time, is a deep sense of being transported to an actually different place. I think if you see a great singer-songwriter, you know where you get transported? Right to their brain,
right,
which is also amazing, especially if it's Leonard Cohen. But since there aren't a lot of Leonard Cohens, I'm kind of more, I'm more motivated and incentivized to take a dive when a group of musicians takes me to a place in time or a place on the map that is totally different from where I'm standing right now. And that's really what the heritage element of heritage music means.
Yeah.
And so this is a, people say, gosh, that's a wide diversity of music. You know, we're talking the balladry I was just mentioning. We've got Hubby Jenkins who plays, who kind of repositions the banjo as a deeply Black diaspora instrument,
cool,
reminding us of the real roots of where that comes from. We have Mexican clogging and rapping and poetry style music from Veracruz. We have Cajun swamp two steps. We've got Appalachian music. We've got music from Venezuela, a duo I'm premiering there. Just a whole bunch of stuff, and then straight up swing.
Yeah, and how amazing to bring all of this into one room.
Yeah, exactly. Into one. And yeah, and just for your listeners to know, this is two stages, 13 bands. It's 9 hours straight. It's really meant to be kind of an immersion. If you have listeners right now who have been to Jazz Fest in New Orleans, think of it more along those lines. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like each stage you go to just kind of throws you into a totally different place. And that's sort of the magic of it. You know, somebody once said a beautiful thing. They said, paint a picture of your particular village and you paint a picture of the world, which is to say, the more personal,
specific
the sound is, the more specific, the more accessible it actually is.
100%. Which is why it dings us when you hear in a lyric, you know, a reference to a specific thing,
totally,
or product or place, or person, whatever.
Exactly.
When
you hear something out of Nashville that is trying to sound like everything else, you can't even hear it. That's
right.
Why AI is going to totally be able to take care of that stuff, but it's not going to be playing Simon Diaz Linnea music, you know.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting thing. And again, it's not, I don't think every festival or every concert experience needs to be this, but I would say when it comes to an element of what Ashokan does, certainly what Old Tone does, certainly what Jalopy does, this is in that same that same intention of bringing people to a different place. And actually, I'm mostly excited for the people who have never been in those conditions before, because they walk out and they say interesting things to me like, that was more than a concert. And I say, well, what do you mean by that? And it's like, that did more things to me than what I would usually consider going to hear music.
Absolutely. Do, that's know? What it's, I mean, that's the impression that I'm getting. And I, you know, I've been to many a music festival in my day and I love live music anytime, but this is the kind of thing that gets me excited now, because this is something that I've never experienced before and something that I know that I'm going to walk in and see, hear, experience, feel something totally new. Even if I was someone who knew a few of the artists on here, there would be others that would be completely new to me.
Yeah. And the day is structured as it has been since the beginning, and we're keeping this at tempo. It's not strictly listening vibes, but there's space for a lot of listening through the day. And then we do the proverbial roll up the carpet, and it becomes an evening of dance sets. And that's like part of the, we're doing that with a lot of intention as well. In the barn that we used to do this in at Racebrook, it was a 200 cap barn, but it was too small to have both a listening energy and a dance energy. And so we had a moment where the entire audience collaborates with us in redesigning the space.
Oh, cool.
And moving their seats. You know, there are seats for people who want to still sit on the sides, but creating the dance floor. And that participatory energy is really fun too, because you have this sense that you've helped build or co-create the experience.
Oh, so, man. Yeah. If you're just joining us, by the way, Alex Harvey is my guest. We're talking about the Down County Jump Festival coming to Tempo Performing Arts Center in Kingston next Saturday, June 20th. Where are tickets? Available.
Well, tickets are available on Tempo's website, which I believe is tempokingston.org. Is that
you
right?
Can Google it.
You'll find it, yes. But you can go straight there, or you can go to downcountyjump.com, which is now, we've just made that. So, it's one of those classic things where a 9-hour concert for 13 bands for the ticket price is like less than $8 a band or something ridiculous.
And I mean, like if you've never been to Tempo, it's in the Rondout District of Kingston. It's such an accessible location. It's, you know, right next to tons of parking and restaurants and
there'll be
food.
We'll have a whole sort of like food court energy there at the same time. So, and the food can come in and out, and there's two bars and that Tempo, for those of you who haven't been, will soon be a legendary space, I'm pretty sure.
Well, as you said, it came out the gate with, you know, it hit the ground running.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And they had Vesson and they had Mikey Marshall. I was there for that. Had a great night actually jamming with him. And Steve Earle just came through, and it's just getting going, folks. But there's a beautiful space that we're talking about. We've already mentioned in this interview that's basically the open church space or the nave up top. And then there's a sort of a not quite a speakeasy, but a smaller stage 2 downstairs, bigger than a speakeasy, but a really great energetic space that Tom has put this equal amount of design energy into. And it's really, really, really cool.
Awesome.
I'm very excited. And I'm excited about the energy of occupying the whole space. That's another thing that I've loved about the jumps that I want to emphasize for your listeners. There's a sense that we, kind of like Old Tone, that the artists and the musicians are occupying the space together, right? Mm-hmm. This happens at the Brooklyn Folk Festival. Some of your listeners who've been there will really recognize that, you know. It's too small of a space to really separate everybody. And you can really feel that sense, especially in a day-long experience that's flowing, you know. And that's one of my favorite feelings as well. Somebody once said, this reminds me of Robert Altman's Prairie Home Companion, if you ever saw that wonderful film.
I mean, I used to listen to the show all the time growing up. I never actually saw the movie, but the show was a huge part of my childhood.
Well, the show, me too. I mean, it's one of my main inspirations, certainly for like the entire tone that I write with when I write about the jump is sort of from a Mark Twain kind of Prairie Home Companion vision of things. But the movie kind of Altman's a perfect director for that, because you just get this sense of everything is just happening at the same time, and it's totally chaotic and totally beautiful and just manifesting. And that's what these jumps really feel like. And it's fun to be in the went and whirl of that for sure.
So, yeah. Well, grab your tickets ahead of time, because I suspect, you know, it's going to fill up. This is the Down County Jump Festival next Saturday, June 20th at Tempo Pack in Kingston. And head to Tempo's website, or was it downcountyjump.com?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, totally. Nice. And we certainly hope to see you there. Like I say, it's a real feeling of being caught in the act of discovering music that can't really fully be categorized.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's very musical diversity.
All right.
We love that. Let's hear a little example. Let's do this one from Tim Erickson and Peter Irvine. And you knew a little bit about this album, right?
Yes, for sure.
This was this is Two Sisters, and anything we should know about it?
Well, sure. This is, they're just beginning their tour of this album with the Jumps. So we're going to be filming for them here, and they will be they're very excited to actually make this album public. I think this is their first public performance with this album, which they'll be bringing around throughout the year. So we're very excited for them. So.
Two sisters in the valley near, all the wind and the rain. One was dark and the other was fair, all the dreadful wind and the rain. They both loved the miller's son, all the wind and the rain. But he only cared for the younger one, all the dreadful wind and the rain. Oh, sister, sister, walk with me, all the wind and the rain. Walk with me to the old mill stream, all the dreadful wind and the rain. Oh, the elder pushed the younger in, all the wind and the rain. Pushed her in just to watch her swim, all the dreadful wind and the rain. Sister, lend me your hand, all the wind and the rain, and you can have half of my land, all the dreadful wind and the rain. Oh, no, sister, I won't lend my hand, all the wind and the rain, but I will have all of your land, all the dreadful. Fiddle pangs of a finger bones, finger bones, all the dreadful and the rain. He made little strings of a yellow hair, all the wind and the rain. Made little strings of her long yellow hair, all the dreadful wind and the rain. And he made a fiddle from her breastbone, all the wind and the rain. Its sound would melt a heart of stone.
KZE, Tim Erickson and Peter Irvine. And again, you can see them headlining at the Down County Jump Festival at Tempo Performing Arts Center in Kingston next Saturday, June 20th, along with an amazing lineup of incredibly diverse music. Check it out at Tempo PAC's website and downcountyjump.com. Thanks again to Alex Harvey for being my guest. We've got your community bulletin board now and Elbow up next.